some sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moriv Rabbi Shlita. And we're going to be learning Mirtz Hashem to say from Mimaro, Maimer Tesavav, first Maimer in Parshas Lech Lecha. Ve'omer Shem al Avram, Lech Lecha me'aretzecha me'molatcha me'beis avicha l'aretz asher areka. Hashem says to Avram, go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land that I show you. So Rashi writes, Lech Lecha la'anascha l'tovascha. L'chayr, it's a pele. How is it possible to say about Avram Avinu that he's going to have kavana to go la'anascha l'tovascha? Avram Avinu is such a tzaddik. All he cares about is his own hanad, can't be. And also the lashon is megumgam. It should have said properly, Tzei me'aretzecha v'lech lecha l'aretz asher areka. Tzei me'aretzecha melatcha m'beis avicha. First go out from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house, and then go to the land that I show you. That would have made more sense. First you're going out, then you're going to the land. Lech lecha is only later. And also we have to understand why Avram Avinu B'chlal had to go down to Mitzrayim, as we read in the parasha. In Maseches Brachos it says in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that it says V'am Duzarim Ritzonchem, it's talking about when you're doing Ritzon Rishon Makom. When we're doing Ritzon Rishon Makom, the Goyim are going to be doing our work for us, Yishayah Samach Aleph Hei. When we're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim are going to be doing our hard work for us, V'am Duzarim Ritzonchem. The Goyim, the Zarim, the foreigners are going to be shepherding your cattle. And that's when we're doing the Ratzon of Hashem. We don't have to work on our own, the Goyim will do it for us. And that it says, Ve'asafta digonecha, that it says that you should gather your grain, Dvarim Yad'alef Yad'alid, it's talking about when you're not doing Ratzon Rishon Makom, and you're going to have to work on your own. And already Tosfos is all made on the difficulty, that the pasuk of Ve'asafta digonecha is in the parasha of Ha'im Shema Tishmo Mitzvosai, of listening to Hashem's mitzvahs. And it's there that it says Ve'asafta digonecha. It's there that it says that you have to gather in your grain. So how can we say somewhere you're not doing the mitzvahs of Hashem? When you're not doing the ratzon of Hashem, it's in the parasha of Ha'im Shema that's mefurish that you are doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. Ha'im Shema Tishmo Mitzvosai. So if it's really talking about V'hayim Shemoa, then like the pasuk in Yeshaya said, it shouldn't say V'asafta digonecha, the goyim should be doing your work for you. Why does it say you're going to be gathering in your own grain? It also says there la'avos Hashem Elokeichem. So there's love, there's doing the mitzvahs, it's mamish gevaldik. So how can you say it's talking about they're not doing the ratzon of Hashem? So it would appear that the idea is that there's someone who's also Ritzon of Shel Makom, and then there's somebody who's also Mitzvos of Shel Makom. There's God's will and then there's God's mitzvahs. And the Ratzon of Hashem is a much higher Madrega than the Madrega of one who does his mitzvahs. Because the Ratzon of Hashem is Ritzon Ha'Elyon, what should have been revealed, and had man not sinned. Mitzvahs is Rachamav is Kaviyachal a little bit lower. That's only after the Chait. But before the Chait, there's a Madrega of Ratzon Hashem. Hashem's true will. That's what there was before the Chait. That's a higher level than Mitzvosov. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Vayim Shemo Tishmo is talking about Einosin. Ritzono Shel Makom. I were doing his mitzvahs, that's Mefurish in the Parsha. But we're not doing his ratzon. We're not in the world of Hashem's ratzon. We're not in that pre-sinning world. The pasuk in Yeshaya is a futuristic vision of when we're in that pre-sinning world. And with this we can understand the mice of Rashbi. When he comes out of the Ma'ara, he saw people who were planting and plowing and reaping and harvesting. He saw people working the field. Shabbos 32b. And he said, Menichem chayon v'askem chayisho. And he said, you're leaving eternal life and you're involved in temporary life. You're involved in Olam Hazeh matters. Why are you leaving Olam Haba matters? He was not happy. And afterwards he saw, he goes back to the Mara, he goes back to the cave. And then when he comes out after a year, he sees an old man who's holding two hadasim, one keneged zachor and one keneged shamor. And he says, oh, kam achaviv in mitzvah lefnei Yisrael. How much do Jews love mitzvahs? I esuv daite. And then he was calmed. And the whole Indian is a dvar pela. What's going on here? Plowing. You're not involved in this world. You're not involved in the next world. Just in this world. And you see the hadasim. Oh, now he's happy because one's connected shamar, one's connected zachar. So we can explain this based on the Zohar. V'enichayu b'gan eden lav dalu shamra. It says parish bracious based esvav that we're putting gan eden to work into guards. To work with the mitzvah sasei and to guard mitzvah sasei. It's his own bracious over there. Because the yisod of Briyas Olam is in order to be in the matrega of Yisrael Mitzvah Nishal Makkah. There should be no zika to Gashmi is. There should be no connection to Gashmi is. And Adam Arishim was created in such a way that his goof was on the madrega of an neshama. And an neshama cannot receive vitality from achilos and hanos gashmios, only from hanos ruchnios and achilos shel mitzvah. And if so, the goof of Adam Arishim was like his soul, and it needed to receive its chiyus only from very elevated, sublime, spiritual sources. And even achilos that were just a hechsher mitzvah, even achilas that were just a hechsher mitzvah, was not enough for his body and his soul in their to fulfill their most vital needs. And that's what Adam Arishon was commanded, mikol eitz hagan ochol toichol. In other words, the achila itself is a mitzvah, like the Mashiach Chochmah says taka, and it's not just a hechsher mitzvah. And that's what it means, la'avda zoi mitzvah sasei. When he's working, that's the mitzvah sasei, and then he can live in a state of oisim ritzono shel makom. That's Hashem's truest will. Everything is pure ruchnius. But it's only after the chait, of zirida from his madrega, and now his body also needs hanos gashmios, and without that, there's no chius for the body at all. So now he needs the avoida and the sada and the harisha and the zriya. And nevertheless, that the achila itself is only going to be a hechsher mitzvah. Talks even when you're planting in the field and you're going to be eating the bread, but there's still going to be thorns and thistles that are going to be growing. In other words, the eating itself is going to be thorny and thistly. It's not going to be so gushmak, because it's only going to be a hechsher mitzvah. Sometimes you have mitzvahs that are eating that's an actual mitzvah, like eating kachim and eating on Shabbos, but in general the eating is only going to be at best a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore from that time on it was only possible to be b'chinas oisin mitzvah soy shalmako, not as mitzvah no the higher madrega, but as mitzvah soy shalmako. And therefore in parashas v'hayim shemo it says v'asaf to diganecho, because after the chait we can only be oisin mitzvah soy shalmako. And we're not in Madrega anymore, voice and Ritzon, no. However, Adam Ravino elevated himself to the Bechin of Adam Rishon before the Chait, and all he had in his world was Ruchnius and not Gashmius. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Ravino, Lech l'cho l'hano oscho l'toy voscho. In other words, by you there should be no hano Gashmius, all there should be for you is hano Ruchnius. And you should reach the Maila of Ritzono Shel Makom. There should be no hano Gashmius, just hano Ruchnius. That's l'hano oscho l'toy voscho. You should live in the world of Ritzon, Hashem's true Ratzon, there's no Gashmi, it's the world of pure Ruchnius. And therefore you should value your Hana and your Toiva, because they're all holy and pure. And also the Tana Eloiki Rashbi, he wanted to return the world to the state of before the sin, pre the sin. First he saw people who were planting and plowing and reaping and harvesting and sowing. He said, "Oh, because you're in the world of Eisim Ritzoyner Shel Makom, you wouldn't need to plant or plow at all." But when he saw, so he was very disappointed. When he saw the old man that was holding to Adasim, and they're smelling a good smell, Bevechinas Veheirichoy Biyiras Hashem, Bishayin Aleph Gimel, that's going to be revealed by Melech HaMashiach. He's going to be able to smell Yiras Hashem, Oirech V'doin. He's even able to smell and judge, the Gemara says. So this is a world of smell. In other words, he's in the world of Hana Tzilit, this very, very elevated Hana that has no mamashus, that has no substance, physical substance, just Reach. Reach is the most spiritual of the senses. Like it says in the Gemara, Psachim Chavav Amud Aleph, Kol Ma'ayv Reach, Ein Behem Mishum Me'ile. That sound, sing, and smell have no meila because there's no mamashus there. So it's kula hana ruchnis elyona. Smell is even the highest. And he recognized that Yisrael are so mechabev the mitzvahs to the point that they're living in this world. They have this little bit of a spark of recha dechakal tapuchin kadishin, like this musig in the world of Kabbalah, of the field of the holy apples. We're living in the world of smell, we're living in the world of nan mamashus, we're living in the world of ruchnias. Bechinas ritzoyne shal mokam lifnei hacheit. So when Rashbi saw that, ayasuv daite, he was calmed. He saw, oh, the yidden are living in the world of reach. So in other places in Parashas Lech Lecha, he explains, oh, this doesn't explain the whole Gemara, it doesn't explain the Zachar and the Shamar, and the Saba and the Rite, but we have now what we understand with the smell, that this is Bechinas Ritzoyno Shel Mokoyim Lefnei Acheit, it's not Mamoshos, it's a spiritual Hana. It says in the Medrash Tanchume, Parashas Lech Lecha Yilam Daini Rabbeini, Mao Shiyadam Yisrael Makabal Avol Machus Shamayim. Is it permissible for a person to accept upon himself God's yoke, God's kingdom, kishum ahalech, when he's walking? And Ravidi says, etc., Asur lekabel machus shemayim kishum ahalech. A person is not allowed to be makabel machus shemayim when he's walking. So the explanation would seem to be that we have to know that the shining of the sun every day is because of chidushi ha'asagis bagadlus v'shal ha'kadosh baruch hu b'chol yom. Chadoshim lebekarim rabim unasecho. New mornings because of your great faith. We have these new mornings because of your great faith, because of these new hasagas, the pasuk in Eicha 3:23. And if not for these new hasagas, these new concepts, this new understanding that's mischadesh, and the new iris, then there wouldn't be a new shemesh. And there are only mischadesh when there's pure air. And that's how you're mechadesh the hasagas. There has to be pure air. So that comes with the new, that's how there's a sun. There's only a sun because we're in the world of new hasagas. Why are there chadashim lebakarim? Because of rabim unasecha. We have these new mornings, we have this new zrichas Hashem, it's because of the new hasagas. And therefore what do? We're metayr the avir, the ramiras psukei de zimra. We know that Psukei Tzimra, Zomer means pruning. Pruning is cutting off the branch in order to help it grow better. So we know from the Kubbalim that Psukei Tzimra, Psukim, that we cut down all the Makatrigim, we purify the air. And after that, the Tara, we need Klita. We need to have, like people have with their cell phones, oh, Havdil, a million, trillion Havdalas, I have no reception here. So we have to be kolate the Or HaSagos. We have to absorb the light of these new understandings and conceptions, and we have to establish them in creation. And how do we do that after we knock down all the bad of Sukkot Dezimra? That's through Kriyashma. That's the time of the Klita to be Niklat V'Olam B'Chlal U'B'Moyich Odom B'Frat, to be Niklat in the world in general and in man's brain in particular. And that's the chshivas of Vasikin, that they finish Kriya Shema before Zrichas Hashemesh. That's the best. That they're already saying Zrichas Hashemesh. There's already a matzav where they can be collate, they can absorb the hasagas and the world in their moach. And only then the sun is going to shine, only after Kriya Shema. And that's what we ask in the Yerushta Baruch of Zrichas Kriya Shema Rechadash Al Tzion Torv Nizke Mehera Ulana Mehera Loiroi. We're talking about the Or of Mashiach. Because those hasagas hamischachos, the yisod of their neviyas from the Or of Mashiach. Some people omit that line. They say, "What's that doing there?" We're just talking about the regular light. But no, This regular light comes from the Or of Mashiach, and therefore we're asking that this Or should be Mizgale, and it should be Nikva B'Kviyus. It's related, of course, that's where it comes from. All of our sagas today come from the light, the Or HaChazer of Mashiach, the light of Mashiach. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, Tzabsachim Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, because he was Samech Gula Tefillah. Because through being Samech Gula Tefillah, he was Kolek the HaSagas, and he was Mis'ale Lebechinas Mashiach. Because he did the proper Shema, and that brought him to Gula and Tefillah, and that's already, and we're in the world of Mashiach, in the world of Gula. So that's the Madrega Chizkiyahu reached. And therefore it's also to be Makabal Machas Shemaim when he's walking. Because Kriya Shema is to absorb what we were called during Psukah de Zimra and all the tefillos from beginning to end. Kriya Shema is there to help us absorb them. To help us absorb what we were polo with the earlier tefillos, what we activated with the earlier tefillos. And you can't be Mechadish HaSagos without a new absorption and establishment, without klita and kviyus. And the klita has to be through amida or yeshiva, but not through halicha. When you're kolik, you have to be in one place, either standing or sitting, but not through walking. And that's bozman hazeh. So bozman hazeh, don't be makabel or machas shemayim when you're walking. Because walking is to be makabel nu, when you're makabel or machas shemayim, you're makabel nu asagas. And these nu asagas cannot be when you're walking, it has to be when you're in a set place. But lasid love of the world is going to be reach a new madrega, and we're going to get to the pasuk of Mishlei 18:6, Migdalei Shem Hashem Bayurit Sadik V'Nisgav. A strong tower is the name of God, with it will run at Sadik and a sublime. And that's the world of running that Sadik is going to be running. Then we're going to be able to be Makabal and Machus Shemaim, even Bahalicha. Because then we're going to be able to be mechadesh through the halicha, through the advancing, the new hasagas, and then we're going to be able to be kolek them at the same time. So the chiddush and the klita, the having the new hasagas, the new understandings, and absorbing them will all come at one, even while in the state of movement. And therefore, Avram Avinu, who is v'chinas adam rishon kodem achet, reached the madrega that'll be lost in love. When therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, lech lecha. L'cha, you can be makabel hasagas even when you're walking. And it's even going to be l'hanascha l'toivascha. It's even going to be for your pleasure and for your good. We said, Avraham Avinu, how can he have pleasure and good? That's what he wants. Avraham Avinu wants tzchayr, no. Ki hincha kula kodesh l'shikadosh l'shem. You're the purest Avraham Avinu. Since you're so pure, you're in such a high madrega, you're in the madrega of Lasid Lavo. So Melo, all your Hanos are going to be Hanos Ruchmios, not Hanos Gashmios. We still haven't explained why Avram Avinu had to go down to Mitzrayim. So let's understand that since Avram Avinu was Bechina Sadam Rishon Lefnei Achet, and because of his big madrega, his tafkid was to establish a nation, a complete holy nation for Hashem. He had to contract himself a little bit in order that everybody should be able to be yoinek mikdushasai. And therefore he had to gyar up, he had to go down vayered Avram mitzrayma. And Lashon Yerida is like vayered Hashem al har Sinai. And the Yonkula says v'izgali. Means he revealed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on har Sinai. And the Rambam explains that the reason that he had to write for Izgali and not a Lashon of Yerida is because we don't want to have a people misunderstanding and thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gashmi, so going down implies something spatial and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond space. So therefore, as the Rambam, look in the Ramban and Parshas V'Yigash Mem Vav Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Targum was Mefarish V'Yered V'Izgali. And Frek the Maharal Miprag and the Teferis Yisrael, Perakul Amid Gimel, if the Torah isn't Choshish, why are we Choshish? If the Torah says Vayeret, so let Uncle us also say Vayeret. What's the problem? Be'emes, it's not a Kasha, the Maharal's Kasha, because Lashon HaKodesh is Miyuchot for purely spiritual things, and we're Mishdamish B'Lashon Zeh, Ladvarim Gashmim, it's Bechinas Hashalah, we're only borrowing it for Gashmi is. But the Torah Kula, but the Torah was, the Torah, excuse me, was Mechavein, and the word Vayeret for the Ruchni is, And there's no haksham at all in the world of Torah, but the lashon of the Targum is also for inyanim gashmim, and therefore we change the hakshama, and we explain v'izgali. We explain that God revealed Himself, not v'yered, but v'izgali, because when you're in the world of gashmias, then v'yered is going to be understood as a gashmiistic concept. So therefore, Unglos has to say v'izgali. So for end for the kash of the maral. Why I had to say v'izgali and not v'yered? Because when we're in the world of gashmiistic lashon like Targum, you have to use a world like revealed, so you don't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hakshama. So we're very close to the inyanim gashmim more than we are to inyanim ruchnim. So gashmim for us, unfortunately, is our essence, and ruchnias is just something we know about. But Avraham Avinu was a madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. His ruchnias was already a mohusu, that was his essence, and gashmim is something he knew about, he heard about, but that wasn't really him. When he went down to Mitzrayim, for him it was a yirida, it wasn't a yirida gemura. But rather, it was the Yerida, it was Mamish, a spiritual Yerida, that now he had a Yedia about the Gashmis of the world. And that explains the pasuk that when Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he said to Sarah, Hineno Yadati ki Isha Yufas Mare'ot. Now I know that you're pretty, now I know that you're beautiful. Because beforehand, he didn't even know about this, because everything was Oysa Ritzoynoi. He was Lamal M'chinas Oysa Mitzvosov. And now Pitom, he's in the world of Mitzrayim, he says, oh, now at least I have a Yediyah. At least I have a Yediyah that you're an Isha Yafas Mareh. But Sarah didn't go down from her Madreig even when she went down to Mitzrayim. Because we have a halacha klar, our women chayv in Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe the mitzvah is to settle the land, and women aren't people of settling. That's not their job. They're inside. They're called kvud abas melech penima nashim b'lav v'nei yishuv ninu. Or maybe no, it's not a mitzvah. It's just man grom. Women are chayiv. I've never heard that halacha chakir before. I don't know if any of the rishonim bring it down or any of the achronim, but that's what Rav Chalap says. That maybe women aren't chayiv in yeshivas eretz Yisrael because lashim lav v'nei yishuv ninu. The man's job to settle the land, the man's job to work the land. He's more out there, and the woman's job is to follow along and help and be with the family. So maybe women aren't chayv in this mitzvah. And settle the land, also part of it is waging war and getting rid of the people who are here, and women are certainly not shaykh to that. Or maybe no, it's a mitzvah that says, it's man grum, and women are chayv. And it's not man grum, and therefore women are obligated. But Al Kopana by Sarah, you read them this rhyme, wasn't a Yerida. And therefore, Avram said to her that she should elevate him. Imri na achoisi atse, you're my sister, l'man yitavli ba'avurech. Sister l'man yitavli means that I should also have an aliyah because of you. You're not having Yerida. Let me have an aliyah together with you. And therefore it says, Vayal Avram Mitzrayim huvi ishto v'chol asher loy huvi ishto, like it says by Avram and Aaron, Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron together, they're shkulim ke'echad. So Avram Avinu was zoche to be on his wife's madreig in this area that he didn't have a Yerida, he just had an aliyah. So from Mitzrayim, Vayal Avram and Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim he had an aliyah. Because of Sarah, because l'man yitav li bavurech, anaya blikin psukim, a new perspective, animilach osiyat l'man yitav li bavurech, that she's telling her he should be oila with her, and tak in the end he was. The whole magam of Avraham Avinu was the darga that he was a zoicha to. It should also be revealed in the Jewish people as holy nation. And that's what it says. Vayhi b'mi amrafel melch shinor yudalad aleph amrafel is nimrod looking erev nun gimel amad aleph kibur tzayid lifnei Hashem. And Avraham Avinu went to fight against him, and he wanted to save the light of Mashiach. That was included in Lot. That was what the war was all about, like it says in the Gemara, in the Medrash, famous Yaakov Shemoni Chelik Aleph Remezayin Parash Lech L'chol Matzosi David Avdi. Pasuk says that I found David my servant. The Medrash says Heichan Matzosi, where did I find him? In Stoim. And Amraphel wanted to destroy the aura of Mashiach that's going to break out in stone. And that's what he says, Vayishma Avram ki nishbachiv. That Amraphel took Lot and everything that he had, and he heard about this, so Avram Avinu went to save him. And when he saved him, the king of Sodom said, Tein li ha-nefesh. He said, give me the people, because Melech Sodom, who was like Anshei Sodom, of the category of Roim Chatoim Lashem Me'oid, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, they also wanted to oppose this midah of Oysa Chesed, L'mishicho Yishmo Bezchof Bezman Aleph, and they wanted to be Machnia, the Or of Mashiach. They wanted to subordinate the light of Mashiach. They wanted to stomp on the Or of Mashiach. And therefore, Eretz Gebeit, he asked, Tein li ha-nefesh. Give me a matana, give me all the souls. Give me the light of Mashiach. But Avraham Avinu was Moser Nefesh for the Or of Mashiach, and he said, Hari Mosi Yodi El Hashem. I'm raising me unto Hashem, etc. I'm not taking anything that belongs to you. So it's not like the king of Sodom gave it to him. It's not that he's taking anything from Sodom. And with this, because I'm not taking anything that's yours, so it's not considered the king of stones. This nefesh, the nefesh of Mashiach, and he saves with this the light of Mashiach. And because of this, because he saved the light of Mashiach, and he said, "Imichut v'atzorich na'al mekach mekol asher lach," so he was zeche. That's a remez in this pasuk. The chut nesorich na'al. It's the chut shel tcheles and the ritzur shel tefillin. So why the chut shel tcheles and the ritzur shel tefillin for saving Mashiach? That the Rebbe doesn't explain. But now we understand, for to all of our kashas, why it doesn't say Tzei Me'aretzucha, it says Lech Lecha, because the whole Indian here is Halicha. The whole Indian here is that Toch Kedei Halicha, that's the matzav of Lasid Lavo, that we're kolid all the Hasagas, even when we're walking, even when we're developing, even when we're expanding, you have the Chiddush and the Hasaga at the same time, that's the Lech Lecha. And that's the whole Indian of the Yerida L'Mitzrayim. That was an Issayon for Avraham Avinu to have this Yerida, to know that he lived in the world of Gashmias. But nevertheless, despite that, that he knew that he was in the world of Gashmias, and he knew now that Sarah was beautiful, but still he had an Aliyah from there. And we understand La'Naschal V'Tovoscha, because Avraham Avinu was living in this world of Lasid Lavo, where even the Hanaos and the Tovos are Ruchni. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Zeir Atifa Maimer of the Rebbe, of Yankov Moshe Chalap, and we should be Zeuchim with Hashem to learn many, many more. Shalom, shalom, see you soon.